We welcome you back live from Watt Auditorium. Boys contest about 9.5 minutes away. And we'll tell you the rosters of that boys team. The blue team, coached by Eric Porter, looks like this. Landon Grimmett of Lebo, Truman Bailey of Opie, Brantley Peterson of Waverly, Bryson Turner of Madison, Roman Bayless of Burlingame, Colden Ryberg of Northern Heights, Caden Kirkpatrick of Osage City, Grant Haig of Burlington, Trey Rogers of West Franklin, and Jackson Biggs of Linden. Now for the red team, coached by Dylan Farr, Parker Leeds of Emporia, Allie Smith of Hartford, Gavin Mills of Council Grove, A.J. Rubio of Mission Valley, Blake Redeker of Opie, Colby Middleton of Burlingame, Hayden Sides of Burlington, Evan Fearborn of Linden, Cooper Schroer of Chase County, and Kyle Brogan of Mission Valley. Brogan, a late addition, as Landon Voss of Osage City was unable to get cleared from a previous injury. Voss is here. We will still get an interview with him, but Voss, 28 points the ball game. It's a disappointment that he's unable to go, but obviously bigger and better things coming the way, I believe, Butler County.
Yep, he's going to go play football at Butler.
So, yeah, another grizzly for you to interview there, Dylan.
I'm excited for him. He's going to go play for a good coach and Bryce Fineri.
Yep, and, of course, looks like the game has gone final in the Elite Eight. The Florida Atlantic Owls advance the Final Four with a three-point victory.
That feels like 2018 because with Loyola Chicago.
That's
but
it.
Loyola was an 11 seed, I believe.
Now, weren't they the 16 when they beat Virginia? Wasn't that one?
No, that was. Oh.
Was that in 18 with Loyola Chicago and
no,
Sister Jean?
They beat. I know they beat Tennessee.
I can't remember.
They
anymore.
Beat Tennessee. I might have to look that up.
But yeah, Dylan, it's funny you mentioned that because when Florida Atlantic beat Tennessee, I said, you know, this is not going to be a cakewalk. They came into the game 34-3. A very, very tough team. It's going to be a tough out, even though they were a 9 seed. But it felt very eerily similar to 2010 with Butler and Gordon Haywood. And like you said, 2018 with Loyola Chicago. So the Cats come up short just again, though. But, Dylan, as a K-State fan, if you would have said a year ago when Tang was hired that we'd be losing by 3 in an Elite Eight game, sign me the heck up. It hurts that they lost this close, but sign me the heck up because Tang Gang's got that program heading in the right direction.
So in that Loyola Chicago run in 2018, they beat Miami on a buzzer beater. They beat Tennessee on a last-second shot. They defeated Nevada by 1 and then defeated K-State by 16 and then lost to Michigan in the Final Four.
But that's the Ford Atlantic. This is, you know, before the first round, they had not won a NCAA tournament game the entire time. So a heck of a run for the Owls. But, Dylan, what's your thoughts of this boys game we're about ready to be entertained by?
There are a lot of guys that I'm looking forward to seeing. There's several of them that I saw late in the season. You know, Parker Leeds. I saw all year. Blake Redeker I saw for a couple games. You know, I've heard about Allie Smith, Evan Fearborn, Colby Middleton, Cooper Shore has been good. I'm really looking forward to seeing Jackson Biggs of Linden, Caden Kirkpatrick, who was big. I know we'll see. We're not going to see Landon Voss play. I saw Bryson Turner a little bit. You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing what Landon Grimmett does tonight. You know, he had a really good state tournament, but the Lebo Wolves were second. But what a run for Dennis Becker and crew.
Yeah, they just came up just short. Of course, chairman of this Optimist game, Ken Hansen, was out there with the coverage on Mix 104.9. So just falling short to a very tough Greeley County team. But Hayden Sides of Burlington won the three-point shootout before the ball game, and I think Dylan's going to try and get some interviews before we get underway here. He'll go courtside. I don't know who's going to go first here, but just an all-star roster, as you might expect, on the other side. But, I, you know, Dylan, I think we might have to give maybe the advantage to the blue team, because you've got some really good scores.
Oh,
you know,
Atlanta, definitely.
Grimmett, Truman Bailey, Bryson Turner, and then Jackson Biggs. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, and Jackson Biggs mentioned in our post-game interview when Linden won the Flint Hills League Championship game, that Jackson Biggs has not lost a game in Wide Auditorium in his career. So we'll see if Biggs can keep that hot hand alive for the blue team. Of course, blue team coached by Eric Porter, a 2008 graduate of Madison. Dylan Farr on the opposite side. He was him and his siblings, Justin Farr, Kelly Farr, all playing in this game along with Dylan. Now Dylan has been coaching the last several years, but Dylan, a graduate of Emporia High several years ago. But, you know, you heard the interviews with Michelle Corpening and Kayla Abney, and just even though it's an exhibition, they do enjoy getting to match up with each other.
And this matchup has been really good. I remember when Eric Porter kind of started, and I know he won a big game, and then Dylan Farr came along, and I'm going to ask Dylan what team he was on in 2018, because I'm wondering if he went against Eric Porter, or was he coached by Eric Porter?
Be a good interview question for sure, but both teams in the locker room, so we'll step aside, get one final break in before we have tip-off in about 3 minutes. But you're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom, they're here for you. The Hartford State Bank, a full-service bank that offers the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at flinthillsbank.com. And by the Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities.
We welcome back to Wide Auditorium. Dylan Sherwood now courtside with the head coach of the blue team, Eric Porter.
Well, Eric, how exciting is it to be back coaching?
Oh, it's always exciting. I love coaching this game. It's fun to get to do this every year. New group of kids, just go out and have fun. I love it.
You got a lot of key talent on this one.
Yeah, I'm just going to let them do their thing, try not to screw anything up here. These guys know what they're doing.
I have to ask you, you're going against Dylan Farr again. Was he on your team in 2018, or was he on the opposing team?
He played on the other team. I coached the opposite team, but we did win that game.
So
I don't remember that, but we did win that game.
So did he win last year, or did you win?
He won last year.
So you're looking for some redemption.
Yes, I am, very much so.
Oh, well, Coach, best of luck tonight, and let's have some fun.
All right, thank you.
That's Blue Team Coach Eric Porter. We'll get Dylan Farr here shortly.
Thank you, Dylan. But Eric Porter, of course, doing a good job. And like he said, he's got a star-studded group that know how to score. Dylan's now got Dylan Farr.
It's the Dylan squared here on this interview. Well, interview. So, well, joined now by Dylan Farr. You got the bragging rights heading into this one. And you beat Eric Porter in 2018 when you were a senior. And you want to get another one.
Indeed, man. We caught the win last year, my first year back, getting to come back and do this as a coach. You know, it's a cool opportunity. So now we're back year two, looking for win two.
How exciting is it to be back?
Oh, man, it's more than exciting, and it's more than a blessing to be able to have the opportunity to come back and be in this position.
I believe you and Damon Schmidt shared the MVP that year, too.
Indeed, yeah, we were co-MVP. That was a good group that year. Fun game.
What do you like about your team? You have Parker Leeds, Emporia High product.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a lot of fun. He's a great athlete. This whole team, it's a bunch of young guys who have a lot of potential, you know, the best in the area, and we get to see them all come together to compete tonight, and that's super exciting.
This is going to be a really fun game, don't you think?
It's going to be a great game, man. It's going to be a dogfight. I'm ready for it.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck. Have some fun.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
That's Dylan Farr, Red Team Coach Deke.
Thank you, Dylan. Of course, looks like the leading scorer for the red team as far as points per ball game on the season was Landon Boss with 28, but of course Boss unable to play tonight. So it'll go to Ali Smith of Hartford. He averages 21.4 in that Colton Barrett offense for the Hartford Jaguars. Ali scoring over 1,000 points in his career. And then the leading scorer for the blue team, it is a pretty tight race just all the way across the board. Landon Grimmett with 15 points a ball game. Truman Bailey with 16 points a ball game. Bryson Turner just shy of 16. Caden Kirkpatrick with 15. Jackson Biggs with 14. Trey Rogers with 15. So it is just a, like I said, blue team, they have some dogs with them there, Dylan. And I think they can really take advantage with their outside shooting.
I wonder how many dunks we're going to see tonight.
I know they didn't do it. They didn't do a pregame dunk contest like they have in the past, but we have seen those in this All-Star game. Of course, you know, last year, I don't know if you remember, or I guess you may not have been back for this one, Dylan, but the Opie teammates of Damon Redeker and Derek Holting traded off like
the first five or six
three-pointers in a row for each of them to begin the ball game. But like you said, and like many of the girls said, this the opportunity to play against their teammates that they, for the you know, their entire lives were teammates, really a different look against the opposite side.
Yeah, and it's going to be a fun game. Hopefully competitive from start to finish.
As the teams are getting announced to a very good crowd here, Dylan. I was nervous that the K-State game might limit the crowd, but most of the gold seats have been filled up.
Well, 2018, like I mentioned when Dylan Farr played, that was the same night KU and Villanova were in the Final Four.
But Dylan, what's your final thoughts on what we might see here tonight?
We're going to see a high-scoring game. This could be in the 90s. I would think so. I'm going to say, if you were to set an over-under on the line, I'm going to say 185 combined. I think it could get close to 200.
I'll take the under.
You'll take the under?
I'll take the under.
Okay.
All right. 185. 185 is the over-under. I'm taking the under. What are we going to do? Dinner afterwards?
Yeah.
Dinner afterwards.
Dinner afterwards. Dinner afterwards.
Got to get our Brett Musenbergers in there before we get underway.
Well, and we were scheduled to start at 8 o'clock, but Ken Hansen mentioned it earlier this week on the KVOE Morning Show. If they get ahead of schedule, they're going to roll.
Let it roll.
Hey, I see Coach Slay in the house.
So it looks like in the opening tip will be Trey Rogers of West Franklin against a fellow Flint Hills League opponent, Gavin Mills of Council Grove. Rogers with a makeshift headband, it appears.
There's a lot of headbands.
I think they had a girls' ball out there.
Oh.
So they've switched it out to a man. So Mills versus Rogers, won by Rogers into the hands of Jackson Biggs. Goes between his legs. Three-pointer at the logo by Landon Grimmett. That's no good. Rebounded to Kirkpatrick. Back to Grimmett. Now left side Bailey. Left wing three. No good. Rebound to Rogers. Underneath to Kirkpatrick. He's banging down low. Gets a shot blocked by Mills. And Red Team will have their first look at it.
I thought Truman was going to start with a three for the third game of me watching him this year.
Blake Redeker with Red. Now Cooper Schroer gets a ball screen from Colby Middleton. Middleton will get a ball screen back from Cooper Schroer. Schroer, left side Mills. Ball fake. Drives underneath. Gets it knocked out of bounds by Landon Grimmett.
And Landon had that one from the logo just kind of pinballed out there.
So Redeker will key things in. Goes into Parker Leeds. Leeds, right wing three. Swish.
Uh-oh, Corey High product ready to go.
Lead strikes first for the Red Team. They lead things 3-0. 40 seconds in. Biggs looking for the answer, and he gets it to fall on the opposite side. 3-3 now our score. Blake Redeker now in the corner to Cooper Schroer. He'll drive baseline, pump fake. Throws it up. It's short. Rebound. Going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Jackson Biggs. Of course, we'll get all interviews for these players here on the boys' side with Dylan Sherwood as he's making his way down to the court side. Right wing three by Gavin Mills, no good. Rebound won by Colby Middleton at the logo. Parker Leeds looking for another three. Left side, good this time. leads with six now for the red team. 6-3 advantage. Landon Grimmett on the opposite side. Gets a ball screen from Truman Bailey. One-handed pass to Jackson Biggs. He'll drive in, kick it out to Rogers. He'll fire a left corner three. Good. 6-6 in the first 90 seconds. Barker leads. Left wing three. No good. Rebound to Landon Grimmett. Grimmett up the court to Jackson Biggs, but pass knocked out by Parker Leeds, and then we'll go courtside to Dylan Sherwood.
With Brantley Peterson of Waverly, and, you know, what's it like to be an All-Star?
Oh, it's awesome.
What was it like this year? I know it was kind of an up-and-down year for you guys at Waverly, for Coach Williams.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. We put in the work. We were there every day, and we did what we could, but I think they're going to come back even better next year.
You're planning to attend Flint Hills Technical College for electrical engineering. What made you decide on that?
Well, I'm not fully decided yet, but
okay,
that's at least a start. So,
anything else kind of maybe change your mind? Maybe
I don't quite know yet.
Well, Brantley, congratulations on all of your accomplishments and best of luck in the near future.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Brantley Peterson of Waverly.
Blue team with the advantage. A left corner three by Landon Grimmett during the interview. 9-6 the lead, 17:50 to go in the first half, and Truman Bailey drives in, and he will get an opportunity for a non-traditional three-point play as he converts the layup and is fouled in the process. At the line for the and one, Truman Bailey of Opie in the air, and no good. Rebound going to be recovered by Colby Middleton of the red team. Dylan Sherwood now courtside again.
With Grant Haig of Burlington, how's it feel to be an All-Star?
Feels good.
What does it mean? I know with you in the Frontier League, with Burlington, your teammates here as well, but what's it like having your teammate on the opposing side here tonight?
Our coach really wanted us to go at it and maybe guard him, but I think he is going to may be able to guard him today, so it should be a little intense today. So,
you guys, I believe, did you guys lose in the first round of Substate, or was it in the Substate semifinals? I know that Anderson County Substate was pretty loaded.
Yeah, it was the semifinals against Wellsville.
And it looks like your future plans are to attend Fort Scott Community College to become a John Deere Tech. What decided you on that?
I live on a farm, and I would like to increase productivity on my farm and keep it going.
Well, Grant, appreciate the time. Best of luck at Fort Scott.
Thank you.
That's Grant Haig of Burlington.
Thank you, Dylan. It's the Parker Leeds Show. He's got 11 points in the first 3 minutes and 20 seconds, and the score is tied 11-11. And Leeds going for an up and under, unable to complete the play. Rebound to the hands of Landon Grimmett. 11-11 the score, 16:30 to play. Right wing three by Caden Kirkpatrick is no good. Rebound to the hands of Blake Redeker of the red team.
And joined now by Roman Bayless of Burlingame. And you guys lost on a buzzer beater to Centralia. And I know you guys really wanted to get to state.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough loss, hard on all of us, especially the seniors. But, I mean, I don't know what you can really do.
What's it like to be an All-Star?
It's fun. It's a lot more tiring than you think it'd be.
You got Colby Middleton on the other side, too.
Yeah. I just want to get in and play against him. I want to be the one guarding him.
What was it like to be playing for Coach West?
If I had to describe him in two words, it'd probably be hard work. He is big on, like, get in the gym, you know, get your shots up. Everybody put in the same amount of effort, and we'll be good.
You're planning on attending KU. Any decision on a major?
No, not yet.
Well, you're talking to a Jayhawk alum.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have my journalism degree from there. So, well, Roman, congratulations on all of your accomplishments, and best of luck at KU.
All right, thank you.
That's Roman Bayless of Burlingame.
Outside shooting continues for the red team. Parker leads with another three, and Cooper Schroer with a three. So they have a 17-11 lead. Up the court we go with the blue side. Trey Rogers drives in off the window and good. Rogers with five. Makes it 17-13, 15:07 to go. So next stoppage, we'll have a media timeout. Left wing three by Kyle Brogan of Mission Valley. It's no good. Rebound in the hands of Colden Ryberg. Ryberg hits into the half court. We'll get a ball screen from Jackson Biggs. Ryberg hands it off to Bryson Turner. Turner to the right block. Goes up for a dunk, and it lays up. Comes up a little short, but lays it in for two. Makes it 17-15. A.J. Rubio now to his teammate Kyle Brogan. Right wing three, no good. Rebounded by Jackson Biggs. Biggs will keep it into the half court now. Set up the offense against the man-to-man defense. Left wing three fired by Bryson Turner. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Grant Hague, Hayden Sides of Burlington. Shot rejected underneath. Rebounded by Bryson Turner. Up the court we go to Colden Ryberg. Ryberg crossing things over. Drives to the left block. Leaves it short. Rebounded into the hands of Allie Smith. Allie looking to push. Gets into the half court. Steps back. Now going Evan Fearborn. Left wing three. No good. Rebound to the hands of Sides. And his jumper good. And there is the media timeout. So we'll step aside with them. 19-15. Red leading blue. 13:55 remaining in the first half.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game being brought to you by Emporia Public Schools. Building futures one student at a time. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to everyone selected to this year's Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats! And by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. Proud supporters of all area athletes. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. Michael Dicker alongside Dylan Sherwood. And Dylan is courtside with Parker Leeds, who has the hot hand with 14 points.
You got 14 already.
I do?
Yeah.
That's a good amount.
Your career high was 27.
Hopefully I can pass that.
Well, what are your thoughts of playing here at Wild Auditorium again and being an all-star?
I like playing here. It's probably the best place to play in Kansas, in my opinion. And being here as an all-star is a great feeling because you're with all these other guys who are all good players. And it's just this area competition just kind of to prove who's the best.
What's it like having a coach like Dylan Farr, another Spartan?
I mean, he knows what he's doing. I think he said he scored like 30 or something in his game, and he got MVP, so just a lot of motivation. And I've watched him when I was in middle school, and he was a good player, and it's amazing to play for him.
Did Rebecca's MVP performance kind of spark you early?
Yeah. She got a lot more layups than I do right now, but, you know, maybe I might tie that up. Who knows?
Going to go play for Coach Higgins at Emporia State. Any decision on a major?
Hopefully be an athletic trainer, so probably exercise science.
Well, Parker, it's been an honor to cover you this year, both football and basketball, and looking forward to seeing what you do on the track. Have some fun tonight, and best of luck at Emporia State.
Thank you.
That's Parker Leeds of Emporia High. Deke?
Thank you, Dylan. Blue team unable to really get their shots to fall in the last four or so minutes, and the red team has ballooned to an 8-point lead. Hayden Sines, right corner three, will get a friendly roll and fall through. So now out to a 11-point lead with a 3-point shot by Sides. 26-15, 12:08 remaining. A.J. Rubio fighting for a steal. He will recover it in the backcourt. Throw up a shot off the window and good. Rubio with 4 points. We're going to have a timeout taken by Eric Porter to stop the bleeding. 28-15, 11:59 to go. And it looks like Dylan is courtside for an interview.
We're now by Osage City's Landon Boss. And Landon, it's unfortunate that you can't play tonight, but just what does it mean to be an all-star and being here to with the team that you were selected on?
It means a lot. You know, makes up for all the hard hours of work growing up with my teammates and everything, and they're the ones that really got me here, but it really makes all that hard work worth it.
What's it like to play in the Wine Auditorium one more time, where I actually be here?
It's a really cool experience. You know, I've always grown up coming to games here, so it's really cool to get here to come and watch this game. I wish I could play it, but it's really cool to come watch.
Going to go play for Bryce Venneri at Butler Community College. Any decision on a major?
I'm going to go into some sort of whitetail management or outdoor management, but I'm going there just gen eds and stuff like that, but go play football there.
Bryce Venneri, they've been really good. What stood out about Butler that made you chose the Grizzlies?
It was definitely just the people there and the program and their coaches. You know, they're really good coaches and really good people, and that's really why I went there, just because the people there.
Well, Bryce Venneri was there when I went to school there, so that's got to feel good, and he's keeping that local flavor alive.
Yeah, he definitely loves his Kansas kids, and he's a great guy, and I'm really excited to go play for him.
Well, Landon, congrats on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at Butler.
Thank you.
That's Landon Boss of Osage City.
Thank you, Dylan. Rice and Turner stops the run by the red team, trims the deficit to 11, 28-17, or excuse me, 11-30 to play in the first half. Three on the right side by sides is no good. Rebound of the Blues side, and now Bryson Turner bringing it up. Turner at the foul line up top. Brantley Peterson, three on the way, short. Rebound to Colden Ryberg. Ryberg up top to Bayless. Bayless drives in, off the window, good.
Basket is good by Roman Bayless.
Quick 4-0 run by the Blues side. Gets the deficit back to single digits. Allie Smith drives in, throws up a shot that's off the bottom of the backboard. No good. Rebound to Roman Bayless, and Dylan's ready for another interview.
Got Cooper Shore of Chase County, and you guys were pretty solid and end up losing to a good Sacred Heart team, I believe, in the sub-state semifinals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was that. Yep.
Yeah. What was it like to have some success this year at Chase County?
It felt great after 4 years of working hard, you know, having devastating losses. It felt good to come together as a team my last year and get as far as we did and get as many wins as we did.
What's it like to play in Wine Auditorium one more time?
It feels pretty good. It feels pretty good to end the season off with one last win, game here.
Looks like you're going to come to Emporia and attend ESU to study business and entrepreneurship.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
What kind of stood you in going into business and entrepreneurship?
I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit, and I just wanted to pursue my education here and get the skill sets needed for to grow my own business in the future, start my own business, yep.
Well, Cooper, congratulations, and what's it mean to be an All-Star?
It feels great. It feels great here supporting Chase County, my hometown.
Well, Cooper, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at Emporia State.
Thank you.
That's Cooper Shore of Chase County.
28-22, red team with the advantage. Halfway through this first half, Blake Redeker with it. Looks to fire a three, but it'll go to Parker Leeds. Left corner now, back to Redeker. Redeker driving along the perimeter now to Kyle Brogan. Brogan at the foul line, drives into the block. Off the window, good. Brogan's fourth point of the ball game. And now red up by eight, 30-22. Trey Rogers in the left corner will drive baseline off the glass and good. Rogers with seven for the blue team. Parker leads on the opposite side now. Up top, Brogan thought about a three. Drive with his left, handed off to Evan Fearborn, guarded by his Linden teammate, Jackson Biggs, and Fearborn. Down the corner in some trouble, looking for an open teammate. He'll find Kyle Brogan. He'll fire up a left wing three. It's short, rebounded to Caden Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick up the court. We go to Rogers. Rogers. Breakaway off the rim and good by Rogers. And that'll be immediate timeout, I believe, and we will take a quick 30-second break with them. You're listening to the Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game. Red leading blue, 30-26, 9:06 to play in the first half.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by Quick Comfort Heating, AC, and Plumbing. Your home comfort starts here. Check them out at quickcomfort.com. By USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2022-2023 school year. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game being brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all the area All-Stars good luck. Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names. Bryant, call Teals at 785-528-3912. And Jace and Hannah Hubert with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, wishing all area athletes good luck. And they're always ready to help you with home buying and listings.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. Red with possession with a four-point advantage. Parker League's left wing three off the mark. Rebound to Truman Bailey. And Dylan Sherwood is now courtside with the Bears to be Bryson Turner.
It is Bryson Turner, Mike. And Bryson, how's it feel to be an all-star? I mean, you get to be in another all-star game later this year.
Yes, sir. It's an honor. It's really just a blessing to be here, a blessing to be able to go up to Beloit to play over the summer. Yeah, what can I say other than just blessed with the abilities to be able to come out here and play with these guys and have a lot of fun.
What are you most fortunate about with your time at Madison, doing a lot of good things on the football field, basketball court, and on the track as well?
Yeah, just despite all the accomplishments, just being able to have a good time and bring others along with me is probably one of the biggest things that I could have done in my time at Madison, so that's probably one of the most important things to me.
You've done a lot of other things, including choir, and you're also a Rudd Scholarship recipient, and you're going to be coming up here to Emporia to attend Emporia State for physical education.
Yes, sir. I'm really excited to do that. Yeah, like you said, I've been in choir my whole life. I love doing that, and fortunately, it was able to probably help me get the Rudd Scholarship. They love well-rounded people, but I don't do it just to be well-rounded. I do it because I love it. So, yeah, I'm just fortunate to have all the honors that I have and have the scholarships that I've been given.
Any chance of athletics?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing track up here at ESU.
All right. So it's continuing on, and you got some state championships to defend.
Yes, sir, I do. Hopefully we can go up there and stay healthy, stay quick.
Well, Bryson, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at ESU.
Thank you.
That's Bryson Turner of Madison.
37-32 the score. Red with the advantage. Landon Grimmett with back-to-back threes, though. And Colby Middleton will fire a three on the opposite side that falls through. So Middleton with five for the Red team, extending their lead to eight. 6:53 to go in the first half. Landon Grimmett, right corner three, nearly gets stuck in the corner between the rim and backboard. Now Blake Ritiker on the opposite side. Off the glass, no good. Gets his own board. Kicks it corner to the Hayden Sides. Jumper on the baseline, good. Hayden Sides now with nine, and Tegan's ready for another interview.
You mean Dylan.
Dylan's ready for an interview. My goodness.
Joined now by Colden Ryberg of Northern Heights. And what's it like to be an all-star?
It's pretty like honoring to do it since it's been a little while. Like not very many people get to do this like all the time around the country, to be honest with you. And getting to know some of the guys that we play against and not have that rivalry going head and head on the court and just being friends on the court now is a pretty big deal.
It's a tough year for you guys up at Northern Heights, but what'd you learn? You had some solid wins. I believe the one against Hartford was pretty big for you guys as well on your senior night.
Yeah, senior night was a big deal. Coach Lang, he resigned after this year, but he has gone undefeated every senior night, so that was big for him, and it was really a well-fought battle between us and Hartford.
You're going to head west and attend Kansas Wesleyan for business. What stood out about K-Dub?
I'm committed there to go pitch for the baseball team down there, and then business management is just for future reference for real estate and stuff like that.
So going to go play for Coach Bill Neal?
Yep, yes, sir.
Well, I know their SID as well. David Tolley, he's also a Northern Heights grad.
I didn't know that. No, that's cool. I just got to know the coaches very well down there, and that's what made my decision going there.
Well, Colden, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at K-Dub.
Thank you.
That's Colden Ryberg of Northern Heights.
Dylan, I'm amazed by some of the stuff you know. Obviously, your time out at Salina on the newspaper obviously contributes to some of that stuff, but that was a heck of a drop with the SID being from Northern Heights.
Yeah, he's from Reading originally, and if Don Weiss is listening, they're good friends.
You almost have to be friends with a lot of the SIDs to continue to do what they do. That's a lot of tireless work for Weiss and the rest of the SIDs throughout the country. Jumper underneath for the blue team, Grant Hay gets his first points of the ball game, trims the deficit to 5. Parker leads, right wing 3. No good. Going to be rebounded into the hands of Bryson Turner. 5:20 remaining in the first half. Blue trailing by 5. Turner gets it knocked out of his hands and is stolen away by Parker Leeds. Leeds into the front court now. Spin move at the foul line to the right block. Give and go off the glass and good for Parker Leeds. Leeds' hot hand continues here in the first half. Adds their now 7-point advantage. Jackson Biggs, spin move at the elbow. Off the glass, good. Biggs with 5. They'll go back and forth. Evan Fearborn now on the left side. Now Allie Smith, left wing 3. Short. Going to be rebounded by Grant Haig. And they'll get into the half court with Jackson Biggs. Biggs with a ball screen from Haig. Step back. Thought about a 3. Now I'm going the corner to Roman Bayless. Bayless guarded by Allie Smith. He'll skip it to the far side corner to Peterson. Now back to Biggs. Biggs driving on Gavin Mills. Pull-up jumper from the elbow. Good. And that'll be immediate timeout. We'll take a break with them here with 4:22 remaining in the first half. Red leading blue, 41-44.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by Emporia Orthodontics, 919 West 12th Avenue, Emporia. Dr. Stephen Hott, your hometown orthodontist. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by the City of Olpe, location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantell.com. Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat strong.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium, and Evan Fearborn driving in on the left side. He'll be fouled, and he'll step to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play, but Dylan is courtside for another interview.
And went over to the red side and joined out by Burlingame's Colby Middleton. Colby, what's it feel to be an all-star?
It feels great. I'm proud and get to play with people that I've played with my whole life.
Roman's on that other side, too. That's got to feel different.
Yeah, it's always fun going against them. It's just like practice and stuff. Always that we're both competitive towards each other.
You guys have the lead right now. I knew this was going to be high scoring.
Yeah. Well, of course, always an all-star game. What can you expect? Oh, yeah.
I turned it over. Going to plan to attend Washburn for criminal justice.
Yeah, this plan.
Any athletics, or is it done after this May?
Still undecided. Still kind of thinking about football, but if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it's whatever.
What was it like to play for Coach Slater and Coach West over these last couple of years?
They're the greatest coaches I could ask for. They're amazing mentors, and they obviously know what they're talking about. It's definitely going to miss them.
Colby, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at Washburn.
All right, thank you.
That's Colby Middleton of Burlingame.
Evan Fearborn with another bucket on the opposite side for the red team. 48-41 the score. Blue going left to right on your radio dial. Trailing things by 7. Bryce Turner in the corner to Roman Bayless. Bayless think about a 3, looking to drive. This is left. Now Bryson Turner at the foul line. Drives in, up and under, off the window. Good for Bryson Turner. Dylan Sherwood ready for another interview.
Joined now by Gavin Mills of Council Grove. And how's it feel to be an all-star?
Feels great. Worked hard for this moment. My team gave me a chance to play, and it's where I got.
Last year, you guys had a successful year. I know with Coach Hula and Cohen being there, but I know this was kind of a down year for you guys.
Yeah, we had a really young team this year, so we got a lot of experience for the next couple of years. And I know it wasn't the year we wanted, but we got what we got, and I think that future's going to be bright for Council Grove.
What's it like to play in Y Auditorium one more time?
Feels great. Got to play here for the tournament, and now I get a chance to play here again. It feels great.
You got a unique major that you're going to go study, statistics. You know where yet?
I'm thinking Butler Community College is probably my stop.
Man, you're talking to a Grizzly.
Good to hear.
Well, Congratulations on all your accomplishments, Gavin, and best of luck at Butler.
Thank you very much.
That's Gavin Mills, Counts Grove.
Thank you, Dylan. Red team with possession and the lead. It's now been extended to 10 with the three-pointer by Allie Smith, his first points of the evening. Looking for the answer on the opposite side. Bryson Turner gets it to fall. And we're under 2 minutes of play, so that should be make it, take it. As it's now trimmed to 48-55. 55-48 the score. 1:48 remaining. So Grammett keys it in to Colden Ryberg. Ryberg left side, Truman Bailey, three, good. Make it, take it. Once again, they'll go back to midcourt. Of course, they started this really possession, trailing things by 10, but they've erased it to 4 points now. Ryberg with it. Right side, Grammett, pump fake, step back three. Good. Grimmett's got 12.
Now we're
9-0 run this possession.
If they take the lead, they don't get to continue to make a take it. Then Red gets a shot at it.
Grimmett steps into a long three. It's no good. Rebound to Kyle Brogan. Brogan up the court. To the right corner to Schroer. Cooper lob inside to Allie Smith. Contested off the window. And he'll step to the line for an opportunity for one more. Makes it 57-54. About 26 remaining in the half.
111 points, Michael.
Yep,
and 18
not
minutes
off
and
to
30.
A hot start for that 185. But this is a profession. This is a hobby.
Yes, it
so
is.
So I'll be more than happy to buy your dinner tonight, Dylan. As the jumper falls through for Allie Smith. Truman Bailey on the left wing underneath the Caden Kirkpatrick off the window and good. And they'll get possession once again.
Well, it tied the game.
Tied it up at 57 all.
I should have went.
It's 59-57.
Oh, okay.
After that, they forgot to count some points on that previous possession. But
one
underneath
Stewart
to Truman Bailey. Now we're tied 59 all. Now, that gives them the lead, 59-58. So Blue with the lead for the first time since early in this ball game. 60 seconds remaining here in the half. Rubio driving in. Nice pass over to Schroer, unable to complete the play. Rubio with a putback that falls short. Rebound to Ryberg. Ryberg up the court. Right side, Truman Bailey. He'll step back for a right wing three. It's off the mark to the left side. Rebound to the hands of Evan Fearborn. 40 seconds to go. Fearborn, coast to coast. Off the glass. No good, but offensive board collected by Cooper Schroer, and the putback is good. Trey Rogers, right corner, drives, kicks it out to Landon Grimmett. Pump fakes, drives into the mid lane, throws it up, off the glass, and good for Landon Grimmett. Blue team back on top as they go back and forth here in the last minute. 61-60, Blue with the advantage. 15 seconds to go in the half.
Can we see a buzzer beater heading into the break?
Allie Smith holding on to it. Looks like Red may go for one final shot. Smith, top of the key, guarded by Truman Bailey. Spin move, gets it rejected by Bailey. Now up the court we go to Landon Grimmett. Grimmett trying to get it off before the buzzer. He does it off the glass and good. 63-60 is our halftime halftime score. Blue with a three-point deficit over or three-point advantage over the Red team heading into the halftime locker room. You have been listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9. We'll step aside, tally our stats, and have continued coverage right here on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game is brought to you by Quick Comfort Heating, AC, and Plumbing. Your home comfort starts here. Check them out at quickcomfort.com. USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. And the Olpe Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the Olpe Meat Locker in downtown Olpe.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game being brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. They want to congratulate all the players selected to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game. ESB Financial, ESB's Notify Alerts, real-time alerts for online and mobile banking. Call 620-342-3454 or visit esbfinancial.com. And First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505.
Hey, welcome back to the half here at the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game. Boys game underway first 20 minutes. The blue team out to a 63-61 advantage. But we are now down courtside with Dylan Sherwood, who is with the president of the Optimist Club, Steve Younger.
Well, Steve, another great event here tonight. You had a great turnout, and a lot of these lower level seats down here courtside really filling up here.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. It was kind of a little slow earlier. I think maybe the K-State game drew a few people, but yeah, it's definitely been filling up ever since.
Can you talk a little bit more about the projects the Optimist Club does and throughout the year? I know what we mentioned with Ken earlier with the Easter egg hunt coming up in a couple of weeks, yes. But and then just talk about some of the other projects you guys do.
The community has always supported us. It's been great to us. Our big fundraiser is the Christmas tree lot, which we've been doing for many years. So it's always fun to work the lot because we see the same people every year that come and buy trees from us. So that helps us to fund a lot of our donations. We go to give money to the zoo, to Camp Alexander, to the Kansas Children's League, just a lot of youth-related projects. So. But as you mentioned, the Easter egg hunt, we don't have much time to rest. It's 2 weeks from today.
Talk a little bit about your where all the funds go.
Where they go?
Yeah.
We go to donations towards youth-related activities. Some of it goes to sports. We give donations to the after proms for the schools. We do a youth appreciation for some of the top academic performers. And just... Our club is really, the motto is Friend of Youth, so that's where we try and donate our money to. That the money primarily comes from the Christmas trees and from this game.
And how can people who want to get interested in the Optimist Club, maybe be a member, how can they get in touch with you guys?
We meet twice a month, so we meet the first Thursday and the third Thursday up at the Union. Sodexo does a nice buffet for us. We usually have a good turnout for that, so... They can contact myself or Ken Hansen or anyone else in the club, and we'd be glad to talk to them about joining.
Anything else that I haven't asked, Steve, that you want to add?
I just want to say appreciate you and KVOE for doing our game. We're always good to have you, and hope you guys had fun. I can definitely tell the players have had fun. I've seen a lot of smiles on their faces.
I've had fun so far, Steve, here tonight, and Ken's done a really good job of organizing this and getting the message out. And still got an exciting second half of basketball left. And thanks again for your time.
Thank you very much.
That's Steve Younger, Flint Hills Optimist Club president, joining us here at halftime as the blue team leads 63-61. Michael?
Yeah, and we'll tell you how we got here with those halftime stats. 15 points, Landon Grimmett. Also in double figures is Bryson Turner with 12, Trey Rogers with 9, Truman Bailey with 8, Jackson Biggs with 7, Grant Haig with 4, and 2 points apiece to Caden Kirkpatrick and Roman Bayless. For the red team, Morris Parker Leeds had the hot hand there early, but he's kind of cooled off a little bit. He had first 11 points. He had 14 points in the first 10 minutes, but he finishes the half with 16. 9 points to Cooper Schroer, 9 points to Hayden Sides, 6 points to Ali Smith, 5 points to Colby Middleton, 4 points apiece to the Mission Valley teammates, A.J. Rubio and Kyle Brogan, along with Evan Fearborn. Blake Redeker with 3 to round out the scoring for the red team. Dylan, what was your thoughts there in that first half?
Well, Parker Leeds had the hot hand, and then Landon Grimmett came hot as of late and had that buzzer beater.
Of course, it was a 10-point lead for the red team heading into that make it take in under 2 minutes, and they fired off, you know, 3 consecutive made threes, and then it basically was able to really take that momentum into that halftime locker room.
And I mentioned to Steve, we got an exciting second half coming up, and I don't know what the first half can do for an encore, because when you put 124 points on the board, I don't know if the guys are going to be tired after 20 minutes or they're going to have energy to keep it going.
Be tough to tell, but we're about 4 minutes away from that second half, but you're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.